full report on the events that happened on Thursday in Western Cape, which I've done specifically. I have received that report. I've also requested that the committee section distribute the report to members, the report to members, so that members themselves can also have copies of what transpired. I'm talking to the event of the highly unacceptable event of the police attacking a man in Cape Town. I've also referred the issue to IPET. I was informed on Friday evening that they've arrested the one police officer and then later that they've arrested the second one. I do, however, believe there's a gap in this whole investigation currently. And that's the involvement of the City Improvement District officials during that event. We, at some point in the footage, you can see that they are actually assisting the police, holding the hands of the man so that the police can kick and hit him. And I would request Mr. Kinnis that we find out exactly where this belongs, whether it's with CIRA, because this is also a semi-private security company, or whether it is with IPET, but that also be followed up. We can't scream only about what the police have done. We need to have a look at this thing in its totality and make sure that the whole thing is addressed and that people will clearly get a message that this will not be tolerated. It's total unacceptable behavior by the people there. Also, I would like to thank the members of the public who have taken that video and who have made it public. It's a pity that one has to do it, but if that's the only way that such is going to learn that they must act within the confines of the law, so be it. Members, we are supposed to be adopting our outstanding reports minutes today, and I would like to start with the minutes of the 18th of June. I understand that, again, the stuff is not copied properly, and that it's not in order, in chronological order, that we have to put some of the copies in between. Actually, tired of speaking about that, but let's continue this. Can we get to Tuesday, the 18th of June? Can we start with the 18th of June, first page, page 1. Any amendments, any corrections? Agreed. Page 2, the 18th of June.
On the third page, in the attendance, Honorable Mutumi is in attendance and on apologies as Honorable Mutumi again.
We check that whether the member was actually here or not. Continue, please. Page 2. Anything on page 3? Nothing. Page 4. I put the minutes. Can I have a proposer? Mr. Stuber is proposing, seconder. Honourable Sabias, seconding. Thank you. Can we move on to the meeting of the 19th of June? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. can I move forward? Can I get a move up on Ms. Ndlovu, Ms. Wilbana, seconding. Adopted, can we go to 23rd of July? Page 1. That's the one that I said, but again, the minutes are copied wrong there. Page 23rd, the Tuesday, the 23rd of July. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, can I get a mover? That's what about who is moving, seconded, school of honors. Can we go on to the 24th of July? Page 1.
I'm just noticing there's slight differences when we list apologies. Sometimes they put the party afterwards, sometimes they don't. I think it just needs to be a standard. For example, on the 23rd, they don't give the party after the names of the apologies. In previous minutes, they do, or they give it for some and not. But we just have a standard procedure that they always do it the same way. I think it would be better. Thank you.
These things, it's just a question of whether they really care about it. Can we make sure that the minutes are looking the same throughout, please? The 24th of July, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Can I get a mover? Mover? Honourable Sudia, seconder, Honourable Ndlovu. You see, now there's another 24th of July now.
The other
one afternoon. But both of them. No, but the one is, the 2 o'clock one is in front of 9:30. No, it's just a young thing now, back in the morning. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and I get a mover for this one, the morning one, Ms. Mulabachi is moving seconder, Honourable Sabia, thank you. Let's go to the 30th of July. Page 1, page 2, Honourable Chumi,
on page 1, that surname, MC, Honourable MC, it's not Mogole, it's Mohale, and attendance.
Got that, thank you very much. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Can I get a mover? Honourable Silla is moving, seconder. Honourable Labatsi seconding. 1st of August. Page 1, nothing, page 2, nothing, can I just line the typing there as well, please, yeah, Department of Justice, just line the typing, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 4, can we add a mover? School of Art, not moving seconder. To be ticketing, thank you very much. With those small amendments. 6th of August, page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4. Yes. So about not just moving second there. Mr. Struba, thank you. 14th of August. Gee, but you know, that's what I hate, because we get this minute so late. Yeah, now we're back to the old one. I hope in the new parliament, committee sessions will adhere to the fact that minutes are supposed to be available in the same week. Take note, Mr. Guinness, so that you can relay this message. Page 1.
The hyphens come back in, and there's also a misaligned full stop before the D on my name.
Got it. Ms. Mobachi.
Chapter right at the bottom, the Department of Police. Is Lieutenant General, is it Begela or Begela?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I think it's Begela.
Spelling there.
See, the, some full stops after on HON, honorable, and some not. So either they must be in or they must be out. You can't have half and half.
Mr. Stuber?
Must in,
from
Sly Host. I think that's also.
At the bottom. And these must have been checked, you're telling me. No? Yes. Page 2. Page 3. Page 2 is the last one. Can I get a mover, please? Mr. Stuber Mooring, Ms. Me seconding, thank you, with those changes. The 10th of September, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 2,
It's just a misalignment. The last bullet point, the breakdown list of vacant posts must be shifted over. It's just a misalignment issue.
Can we get a mover? Honourable Zorbo, second it. Honourable Sevilla, thank you. Let's move to Tuesday, 17th September. Page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, can I get mover? School of Barnard, seconder, Honourable Sevilla, thank you very much. Can we move to the 8th of October? Page 1. Page 2.
Again, the misalignment. Committee, secretary, etc. All misaligned. Committee.
Page 3. Page 4. Can I get a mover? This is to go. Ms. Mulbatsi, thank you very much for those amendments. Tuesday, 8th of COVID, page 1. Alignments again. Page 1, 18th of October. Oh, sorry, 8th of October. Yeah, 8th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, mover, Ms. Lobo, seconder, Mr. Stuber, thank you. Ninth of October, page 1, page 2, alignment again, page 3, page 4, move up.
Mr. Stuber, seconded by Honourable Steele, with those alignment issues adopted. People for Coburn, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. That's one about you.
On page 2. Lieutenant General V. Munu, is that the correct spelling? I'm not sure. Of Munu.
It's correct. Page 4.
I think it's great to have a hyphen between stock theft. But stock hyphen theft, they've got, I don't think you need the hyphen.
I think it's fine. It's the third bullet point, full breakdown and stock theft unit.
Let me just check that. So check that first, page 4. Anything else? Mover? Mover? Honorable Global? Seconder, Honorable Stubbo? 15th October, page 1, page 1, page 2, again alignments, page 2, anything else, page 3, Ahuda, Honourable Labatsi, seconded by Honourable Spur. With those changes, please, adopted. 16th of October, page 1. Page 2. What is member of the Expo? Echo of what? CPF, but then it needs to say that. CPF, Cape Town Centre.
And EXCO would not be written like that.
Page 2, other than the change. Page 3, there's a spacing problem between the first and the second bullet. Page 4, can I get a mover? Honourable Zorbo, seconded by Honourable Sevilla. So adopted. 17th of October, page 1. Alignments here, not okay. Page 2. Page 3. Can I get a mover? Honourable Stewart, what about not seconding? Can we adopt with those technical changes? 22nd of October, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Mover. Honourable Global, Honourable Sabia, adopted, thanks. 23rd of October, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, can I get mover? Honourable Mulabati, Honourable Trumi, second. Unedited the draft minutes. Now, can we first of all get the watermark removed? What is this? Page 1, hyphen, removed. Anything else? Page 2. Page 3. page 4. Can I get a mover? Honourable Glover, Honourable Sevilla. Honourable Glover, move. Honourable Sevilla, seconded. With those changes, so adopted. 6th of November, page 1. Sobignani.
Thanks, Jefferson. I thought before agenda should be a venue. It should be trying either way around. You can have agenda and then have a venue after that. So you will check on others that have got the venue.
You agree? Page 1, page 2. Page 4, page 5, can I get a mover? Not everybody at the same time, Honourable Tobiani moving, seconder, Honourable Mulabati seconding. Tuesday the 28th of January, page 1, again the new agenda, and we just sort out the order thereof. Page 2. Also the item between Ms. Aishka Boshani's name, Sunny is the long item there. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
In the middle. It says on page 87 there was an insertion of the.
And I've asked that you take when we take a tea break so that we can come back to this set of minutes because we don't adopt it as it is here. So we will not continue with this minute. It's the 28th of January if I'm not mistaken. Can you just make a note of it for me when we get back? Won't continue with that one then. The 9th of January, page 1. Misalignment again. And now under the attendance, we've got the National Assembly attending. Now don't tell me, it should have been picked up before. Can we correct that, please? Page 2. Yes. Yeah, FFP. I don't know whether Mr. Groenewald will be happy with that. FF plus, with the sign plus. And not P. Thanks for picking that up. Page 2. Alignments again. Anything else on page 2? Page 3. Anything else? Can I get a mover? Honourable Sophia, Honourable Mulabati seconding. Now, the minutes of last meeting is not here. So when do you suggest we adopt them, given the fact that we arrive on Thursday? Let's continue this. Can we then go to the draft report on CIRA? This is the annual report. Members will remember we don't, by law, have to submit this report, but we are doing so for continuity sake. So can I ask, this is now draft report on the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority, annual report and budget hearings dated for March. Budget hearings, first tranche, that is 4 March 2014. Page 1. Nothing. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Can I go back to page 1? The venue should come in as well where we were, just so that we make it clear that we haven't met during that day in Parliament. Members will remember that we met outside of Parliament at the police college, Bishop Place. I'm just mentioning that because if they start looking for recordings and things, they might look for recordings inside Parliament. Page 6. Anything? Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Members, I hope you've read this. We're not just paging through. Page 13. Page 14. I just think the columns in this table needs to be spaced a bit better. It's not content, but I do think that reading very difficult here. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. So it does remind me, but should the report not reflect which members were there as well? Not necessarily. Okay. We've got the minutes for this one. Okay. Can I get a word?
Page 18, line 1, 2, 3, 4. After settlements, the committee asked whether an explanation could be provided. That was the only change, I thought.
Can I get a mover? We've got that change. Honourable Mullabasi, a seconder. You can continue, Mr. Ndol.
Can you hold the recommendations? Because if you read it, the recommendations...
Page 17 and 18.
Can you hold the recommendations? It's just a minor thing. You see, on page 17, you see that...
16, 17. Yeah. Instead of it only being in italics, can we also bold it?
Bold it, yes.
The word recommendation, so that's clear.
Yes.
Can I get a mover? Honourable Mullabatsi and Honourable Subas, a second. Thank you very much. Adopted. You can go. 3 to 7 February, 2040, oversight visit to police stations in and around the Eastern Cape Province, page 1. No. That whole section about the delegation needs to be rewritten. All from Bike. Mullabatsi. Who's Mullabatsi? Honourable. And then you put some members' names in and some members' names are not in. It's not okay. It shouldn't be like that. Can we change that, please? And can we also differentiate between the members, the support staff, and any other people that are coming? Not put everything in one paragraph like that.
I don't have that, but maybe because I wasn't even part of it.
You should have.
Why I don't get it.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Sorry, I have a problem with page 4. It's not reflecting what we found there. This is the same way you find the five tons of Dhamma. Are you not even mentioning it here? No, I'm looking at the subset in Stoll's findings. And we found hard drugs in the stores as well. Can we please capture those two issues in there? I'm able to be honest.
I may not speak to the substance of the report because I wasn't, but I'm just checking whether will be appropriate on page 4 when you end a sentence with number. Normally it doesn't gel well. The second paragraph, it says there are 72 blah blah, conclude with 86. I'm not sure whether it is how, if you were to check how best can you claim it, but concluding the statement with number sometimes doesn't go ahead.
Can we just correct this? We need to capture the subsurface tools. The fact that why would we lose this crucial data? That we have discovered five tons of data in that soil, or in the soil that they use for a soil. And secondly, that we found hard drugs in the subset in store. This is what we found at this store. This is what we found at this station. Otherwise, why do we go through the trouble of having station by station reports? So can we capture this data correctly, please?
We're not there yet, but looking at reports on the shelf, I thought it might be there, it's not there either. So it's just
it's not reflecting what we found at stations. And it doesn't help us at the back when we talk about recommendations. This is reflecting on what we found at each specific station.
The committee found 5 tons of drugs in one cell without packaging. The disposal register showed that the drugs were disposed of in good problem.
Mr. Kinnis, we're still saying to you it's not reflected where it should be reflected. It should be reflected under the subsurface stores. So move that paragraph to the subsurface stores. And also it's not reflected in the report that we found hard drugs in the subsurface store. After they told us that they didn't have any address. So that must also be under substituting store. Page 5.
Chapters on that same page 2, the numbering, I'm not sure whether you are convinced that the numbering should be that way. On top is 2.1, 2.1.1, 2.2, 2.1.1. I'm not sure.
Yep, 2.2.1. Thanks for picking that up.
I happen to notice on page 1 my name is spelled incorrectly, it's G-I-A-N-N-E.
No, but they must correct the help paragraph because they've got your name and they don't have other names and then they have honourable and then they don't, so they must correct that whole paragraph. And can we correct the numbering of this report? 2.2.2, 2.2.3, 2.2.4. Anything else on page 3? Page 5? Page 4, sorry, we've got the issue of the ending on the numbering. That sentence got to be rewritten. So if you still add
the Daha and the Hathras. Correct the numbering again. And now it's 2.3, it's not 2.2 again. Ms. Tumi? Honorable Tumi?
On page 5 and 2.21. I'm sorry, Captain, I don't have my spectacles with me. Pardon. After a protest in the city, there were about 30 people. I think it's supposed to be detainees. And we should also clarify the number that was supposed to be there, because if you say 30, you might have the capacity of that cell was 30 anyway. So it should indicate that there were 30 in a cell which is supposed to hold about 20 or 10 people.
It's a total lockup, was 30. There were 30 detainees. I take the point of detainees. There were 30 detainees in the cells. The committee never discussed whether it was such height on that evening with the manner in which the station was managed. So can you take off that paragraph, please? The paragraph. Because we never discussed that during that evening. I saw another hand on page 4. 5, sorry. Nothing? Mr. Stewart, go to your hand up.
Jess, let's come back to the number. We start on page 2.1 and 2.1.1, then we go to 2.2, and then it's after that, that means we're in the
stage. Yeah, now I've marked that as well. Can we continue with page 5? Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11, page 12, Honourable Mulabati.
This Berlin police station. I thought there's going to be somewhere where you mentioned a 28 kids.
Hang on for me 1 second, please. It is then, Mulabasi, it's on page 50. Huh?
Yeah, person, I'm sorry for taking us back a little bit. On page 6, 3.2.1, Community Service Center. I don't think I think it's a third paragraph, not sentence, if I'm not mistaken. The members, however, do not know about the documents that would be in the vehicle. So I would like us, I'm not sure, Chairperson, that we clarify also the members, because Parliament members who were there, of the committee members are also members, and police, well, I'm not sure here. I assume that reference is made to police members. But the other person, I assume that it refers to portfolio committee members.
SAPS officials. We don't talk about SAPS members, SAPS officials. The officials of the department.
One thing on page 9 and the 3.7 SAPS response. The station commander, I would put those in caps because it's a title.
look at page 10, are we satisfied with page 10? Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Where is the key issue? Where is the key issue in this? The burden. I don't care that you find out from the people. The key issue, the fact that the whole station could open with one key as well, the Berlin police station, is not captured. Can we capture that, please? Anything else? Members on page 13, page 16. Yes, Arnold, to me.
On page 16, Jefferson, 5.1, station, after 5, signage and direction to the station is not what, and it's supposed also to be signage and directions are.
Spanish and relations to the stations are not clear. That's what it's supposed to be. Page 16, anything else on this? Page 17?
Yeah. The issue of consistency, maybe, Sheraton. Earlier on, we agreed that we should use police officials.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it must be checked throughout the report. Police officials must be checked throughout the report. Honorable Toby,
can they move the last six on page 16 to the low page? You can't have the title and nothing below.
It's on a number of pages like that. They must move that, and we then experience that they normally do. So we will definitely check that. I put recommendations, page 17, anything? That shouldn't be there at all. Stating it to ourselves, yes, it shouldn't be in here. We need Brightfootie. Yourself are going to make these changes, because I'm not going to adopt this report like this. Make the changes. Come back with the changes, so that we can see them. Can we continue this with this one so that we can highlight the problems? Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. station 20, MIC person. First write out in full what MIC is, and then, because someone else reading this report is not going to know what we're talking about. But 20, anything else? Page 21. Can we just check, are you happy that these are all the recommendations?
Number six, I don't know that we said reflect rape instead of sexual offences. I think we said reflect rape and sexual offences as two separate numbers, because they were conflating everything, all the rape and everything else, into sexual offences. So one couldn't tell what the rape figure was. I don't think that's quite accurately reflected.
Yeah, the last sentence is more correct than the first sentence. It should unbundle assault and sexual offences into rape and whatever else. Because you would remember that assault, GBH, and assault is also being thrown together. Honourable Jimmy?
Thanks, Chair. Pardon me for exposing myself, please. I forgot the names of the stations. Chairperson, I was just trying to find out if plus there is for the station by the name of East London. Okay.
Can you rework six as well, please, so that it says what we said. Assault must be unbundled to read assault common, assault UBH, and sexual offences must differentiate between rape and other sexual offences. I've captured it correctly, maybe that's more or less what I wanted to say. Page 22.
Two things. Number 10, I would put capitals for provincial inspectorate. And under 13, as grammatical correction, at the Berlin police station who failed to process the rape kits of victims which were found at the station. Rape kits, plural. So it's were found.
Sorry, which one is that?
13. If you go halfway to Berlin, station who failed to process the rape kits of victims which were found at the station.
Who comes with it? Okay, we're not adopting this report before it comes back to us in the data today with the dangers late in the morning. Ms. Sumi, you still have something?
Chairman, I'm sorry, that's just a request. But maybe on page one, on the delegation. But also there be a consistency. If we use initials.
I've already raised that on the first page. Okay. I've raised that point. And that's also differentiated between members and staff and other people who need it.
Sorry, Chair. I just spotted one more on page three, second paragraph. It says that government departments, such as Department of Correctional Services, was not correct. It should be were not. Government departments were not cooperating, so it's changing was to were.
Honourable Tui.
On page 23, chapter, that recommendation number 10. It's provision is inspectorate, not written in capital letters.
Yes, Ms. Quillawana has alluded to that one as well.
Okay.
Can I ask that this be corrected during tea time, even if we've got to give you a bit longer tea time, so that you come back with it? Half an hour should be more than enough. I'm just wondering, tea should be here at 11. Huh? Mr. Lobby, he should be here at 11, am I right? Okay. Members, let's start with the legacy report, which we leave for the next parliament. Page 1. Are you happy that everything, the focus area is covering everything? Legislation? Why do we put placement of ads in a key focus areas of the committee? Can we take that second bullet out, please? I think the third bullet addressed the second bullet in any case. Public hearings, briefings from the department and entities, holding them to account, oversight visits to police stations and IFPT, study tour to Canada and United Kingdom, appointment of the executive director of IFPT, committee reports, committee minutes. I think just put in oversight visits to police stations and IFPT, forensic science laboratory in Cape Town, because those were the major. Forensic science laboratory in Cape Town. No, don't put it there where you say oversight visits to police stations and IFPT and their forensic science laboratory in Plattenhoof, Cape Town. Minister, are you happy with that? Researchers, if you remember something, please speak up. So we take out the second bullet and we add forensic science laboratory in Plattenhoof, Cape Town. Same tour to Canada and the United Kingdom. Study tour on forensic, on DNA. I think put in there, study tour on DNA to Canada and the United Kingdom. Happy? Key areas for future work. Police ballot processes. Now that's another thing that should come in under the focus areas. Budgets. Budget process, budget reviews, APPs.
It's just to shift that one comma, fourth bullet point up from the bottom, please budget processes, there's just extra space there.
But can we also put in under two, budget processes, budget reviews, budget processes, and APPs? It's all part of the gears. But write out APPs, don't put in. And annual reports, annual report units. Also under two. The areas of future work, budget process, strategic plans and annual report information. That doesn't say anything. Police budget process, part of police budget processes. It's not only the police. Police, Secretariat, IPET, and CERO. Budget processes, strategic plans, what do you want to do with it? Come in, just how quickly that first it's police, secretariat, South African Police Service. I mean, this is just an official document. Civilian Secretariat of Police. Interrogation of budget processes, review of strategic plans, and a review of annual report information. Put it like that. Have you got it? What is it written down?
I'm just South African Police Services, the Police Secretary of Police, Independent Police Investigative Director, Drug Security Ministry, Budgeting Processes, Strategic Plans, and Review of Annual Reports.
This is exactly what I said we should not have. Interrogation of budget. review of strategic plans. What is it that we want to do with this stuff? And the review of annual report.
Should we not also put in analysis of annual crime statistics release?
Yeah. As it says it would. What is the Village Secretary's thoughts on the development of legislation such as such White Paper and such Act review? What about it? It's key areas for future work. But it's not saying that, Mr. Guinness. It's just a list of words. Civilian citizens did targets the development of legislation such as White Paper and such Act review.
Of bullet points, you just want to make it bullet points so that in the report you go into detail on each one of those.
Absolutely. But at least one should have a word that describes what you want to do with it. Review of civilian sectarian targets and development of legislation. And then if it's only bullet point, then you don't have an example in there, such as, then you don't have that in there. National provincial leadership appointments of IFED. Provincial leadership appointments of IFED, national and provincial leadership appointments. Changes in governance and leadership structures of CERO. Key challenges emerging, the department sometimes fully compliant with the deadline submissions of the legislation. The delay in submitting the legislation results with the prolonging the process, non-compliance by the department and entity in the implementation of processes.
Okay. Resulted in prolonging the processes.
Non-compliance by the department. Recommendations. The Parliament and entity should bring legislation to Parliament earlier. Earlier than what? Timelessly. And a full stop. Meeting oversight obligations with respect to the Metro Police Social Collaborative of the Inter Police Legal and Security Managers component of oversight. The recommendations got nothing to do with the key challenges. Do we know yet whether we're meeting tomorrow on this? I requested for a meeting done for us for tomorrow, knowing that this might happen. McKinnis, this key highlights needs to be reworked substantially.
Also an issue with the full stop, some full stop, some not, and the alignments and the recommendations are wrong.
But also the recommendations are not speaking to the challenges or anything, so I don't know where the recommendations come from. Okay, introduction, members, are you satisfied with that? And Honourable Tobiani?
Captain, I just want to check whether the first column under highlights in exclusion of introduction in that column, is it correct? Because when you then go into the detail, you start with an introduction, which is not captured in the box. That is highlighted in my own view, in the context of the things that you talked about.
Yep, that's my concern, is that this whole key highlights, I'll call it key highlights, need to be reworked, because it's not speaking to the rest of the report. I don't know what the aim is of this box. What is the aim of this box?
Received a template from the chief of office, I think, to the committee section, and the committee section told us to follow the format, that we shouldn't deviate from the format. I personally agree, I think that you shouldn't leave this particular section in the report, because you follow the report properly. But we were told to use this report, and apparently the Works Office sent a short take on what came on in the committee for recommendation to the new committee. We're told to keep this one off two pages.
This is not answering even to that equation. It needs to be reworked. This whole section needs to be reworked. The section needs to be reworked. Members, can we go back and try now? Help, please.
I'm wondering if we shouldn't start with his introduction and then
just highlight the items in the report we think should be at the beginning in the box. So go through from the introduction, and that may assist in reworking the box.
That's what was done in any case. You've already captured what you said must be added. Sorry, Mr. Kinnis. I do think that we need to capture in focus areas. It would be good to capture the legislation that we've passed during this for Parliament. DNA, IPED, Secretariat, CIRO, I think that was it, more or less.
This advice honestly is not going to help us. Because if you go to page 8, you then start getting the purpose of the report. While you are now in the middle of everything, now you get, you know, write the report. I don't think the format, maybe let's stick to a normal standard, you know, reporting that we would want to follow. And then we ask them to, you know, take the matter up with the chief whip or the whip or whoever to say, I mean, this thing is going to be read by other people who are not there. It must make logic in them, you know. You can't, when you receive this thing, it doesn't say table of contents, what are the things that you'll be talking to. And you start with an introduction, of course, which will then sequentially followed by, in that introduction, you'll talk to why do we have this report. We wanted to help you know, the incoming members to understand the work that has been done by this parliament. I thought somewhere we need to moderate and motivate why we are deviating from their standard recommendation to the drafters.
We can still go back to this one, but I agree with you fully. I mean, that if you want somebody at the beginning, then let's give you a summary at the beginning. But this is not a summary either. And we could give you a summary at the beginning, but I agree with you. The format should read logically, and it's not reading logically. Okay, Mr. Kinnis, take us through this from introduction onwards.
Thank you, Shane. The introduction, do you want to read it? Chair, the introduction is basically the, if you look at the second paragraph, the fourth point, the portfolio committee of police gave effect to those provisions. Through its role in legislating oversight and public suspicions on the role of the police. As part of its oversight role, the Portfolio Committee of the Police Station specialized units in the receipt of submissions on legislation and service delivery. The mandate of the committee.
Can we stop
Portfolio Committee, whenever you refer to it, I think must be capitalized, which you let out there, you saw.
I'll put to the
again, my problem is that now you're focusing on the police. As part of its oversight role, the Portfolio Committee visited the police station, the Independent Police Investigators Directorate, and the Independent Police Directorate, specialized units, and received submissions on legislation and service delivery, and received submissions on budget, annual performance plans, legislation and service delivery issues.
We've also visited laboratories in Pretoria and, of course, Western Cape.
I don't know whether that's the specialized units. Who are these specialized units? Mandate of the committee. Continue.
The mandate of the committee is the oversight over the South African Police Services Department, the Independent Investigative Directorate, the Crime Security Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Civilian Secretariat for Police. The committee is responsible for legislation pertaining to those to the departments and entities, and is responsible for oversight of each one of them.
The committee is responsible for legislation and budget.
And budget. And budgeting pertaining to these departments. It's not only legislation.
I wanted us to pray for Tita. I want to know where she is. Okay, continue, please. The aim is basically to prepare the incoming committee, to provide an account of what the committee has done, and then secondly, to provide points to the new committee, the incoming committee, in terms of the work of this committee, and outstanding issues that the committee has been able to deal with effectively, what the recurring issues are with the South African police service and all the other entities. And so hopefully the report will assist the incoming committee in its own planning. Composition of the committee. Chair. I attempted to put the names of all the members of the committee in 2009 as was, and people who have left the committee are represented by a dot, teaching. I might have that wrong because I wasn't in the committee, so I didn't get the full names of people, must be assistant, can't you? But those are the names in terms of what is in the minutes, Chair. And I might have missed one or two people. There is a paragraph that's written, I'm not sure if it's on your copy, Chair.
On page 4, right at the top.
Molebuheng, vice versa. B-O. The B cannot come the side of L-E. Mole, O, He. M-O-L-E-B-O.
Thanks. Jonathan, to my recollection, I've been the member of this committee since its establishment.
Comfortable with this first name in any case, because quite frankly, Greg's first name is not Greg. It's got a Gregory Schneeman. Why are we putting it that? Why are we not referring to members as honourable so-and-so? Suddenly, because we are at the end of the term, because we become everybody's first name. No, I'm serious.
This move is set in my automatic responsibility, but I will correct it.
Yeah, mine also, I was here on the committee on 2019, I only started at the end of 2011. And prior to that, for the 2 years, 19 and 11, was Honorable Swati.
I did instruct the people to speak to the people who were in this committee, officials who were in this committee from the beginning, but it doesn't seem like that has taken place. This column is not reader-friendly, quite frankly. I don't think this column is reader-friendly. I don't understand why you can simply list the names to say Sikunga, Honorable Sikunga, 2009 after 2011, chairperson. Honorable Van Wyk, 2000, I think I only started in 2009, but late 2009, up to 2014. Honourable Kulabana from that date to that date. Honourable Stubber from then to then.
I have spoken to the other members.
Please, just respond to the issues that we are raising in terms of the report itself.
It has been very difficult to get these names in the correct order. So that I could put it in terms of the information that I had to get from people who was where, I did ask for information again. So I will go back and I will redo the cell column and I will write it properly.
I'm just trying to think. I know Debbie Schaefer was a couple of years and before there was Swati. Might be just, you need to just talk to him. Might have been just before
the start of this 5 years. So please just double check those dates. Thank you.
Honourable Dr. Yana. Chairperson, may I suggest that the realizing that even people that I would thought should be management, they haven't seen this document and they have, you know, give it their quiet. You take it back and you do it and it be presented in what was regarded as management. And you come here, you assist the drafter as an explanator, as you know, collective ownership of management. For now, it looks like it's only the drafter who owns the document. I'm a bit worried if we can be presented by things that are correctly owned by the management of the committee. It will then help a lot.
I absolutely 100% agree with you, but unfortunately, they started with this report at the end of last year already, and I had to sit on their necks to get it on time for us to adopt. And that's the reason why it couldn't go through the normal processes. That's why I want to know whether we've got permission to sit tomorrow, because then we will go through that process, so that when we get here tomorrow, we've got a document that we can actually work with. So I would suggest he's here. Let's take a break. We can even make it half an hour break. Members, if you need to go and do something. We come back in half an hour's time. You go and make the changes to the Eastern Cape report, come back with that, find out whether we can meet tomorrow, so that we can then rather look at the report, after it's been rewritten. Please. Honourable Mchuli, before I close the meeting for now.
One more chapter, I think Honourable also forgot one name, which is Honourable Chaudi, who was also part of those committees. I was in here the previous 5 times. Yes, but...
Honourable Kauki, Honourable Dobayani, you can in... there's a clear mistake on this. So, what I suggest is go and find out whether we've been receiving the permission. Then also, I want the committee's assistance. The report from Commissioner Lambu must be photocopied and be made available to members now when we return. You've got half an hour tea break. Plus, I want to know where the staff have resubmitted what they said to them last week to resubmit. Where's the copies? If it's in all offices, it's not submitted. That also needs to be submitted when we get back. Let's take half an hour break. It's 11:15 will be, but I'll go as far as say, members, are you satisfied if we get back 12 o'clock? Then at least we've got 45 minutes to do some things and let them work on these changes. Honourable Tuba, you've got a problem.
Chair, just feel safe. Can I just...